This morning, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The general subject is how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. And last night, we have seen that in order for us to conduct ourselves in the house of God, we have to honor the headship of Christ. And this morning, we are going to again to see another aspect. How to conduct ourselves in the house of God, and that is bearing the truth. Bearing the truth. The title, How to Conduct Ourselves in the House of God, actually has been get from the verse in 1 Timothy 3:15. 1 Timothy 3:15 says what? But if I delay, I write that you may know how to one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Says that you may know how ought to conduct himself in the house of God. The house of God is the church. And the church is of the living God. It's not a dead God, but a living God. And this church is the pillar and base of the truth. It didn't say that the elders is the pillar. The co-worker is the pillar and base of the truth. But the church is the pillar and base of the truth. If we say the church means what? Each one of us, all the believers, is the pillar and base of the truth. So since each one of us here, we have the responsibility to bear the truth. Romans number 1 says that the church is the supporting pillars and holding base of the truth. We all know the pillar and the base is very important. Just like this building, right? If the pillar is weak and the base is so weak, unting earthquake lang, it will collapse. That's right. So the same thing, the church is very important. The church is the supporting pillar and holding base of the truth. Now I ask you, when you say truth, what does it mean, truth? You may think that, oh, I'm not telling a lie, I'm telling the truth. Yes, maybe that's correct, but you know what? We have to see the truth here is in the Bible, is even much higher. This lectern is made of wood. Is it real or not? The seat that you're sitting, is it real or not? The word truth means reality. Something that is real. In the Bible, the word truth refers to God himself. Only God is real. This lectern, that wood, the chair, one day it will pass away. If we say reality, it points to what real, what is the real in the universe. And only God is real. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change because he is the reality. In 1 Timothy 3:15, actually, that Greek word here is aletheia. In exact Greek word is found in John 1:17. The same Greek word. John 1:17 says what? The law was given through Moses, but grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. When Jesus came, grace came. When Jesus came, the reality came. God came to be the reality. So all the truth in the Bible actually refer to God himself. Because God is the reality. There's a wonderful footnote in 1 John 1:6. It says the footnote there, there's a long footnote, and it's a wonderful footnote. But I just want to pick some portion of it. The Greek word here means reality. And according to Brother Lee, even either give us a definition of the truth. And I just give you some point. The truth here refers to God, refers to Christ, refers to the Spirit, refers to the Word of God, refers to the content of the faith, and so on. And then that portion, it says that of the 8 points listed above, the first 5 refer to the same reality in essence. God, Christ, the Spirit, the divine reality are essentially one. Hence, these three, being the basic element of the substance of the divine reality, are actually one reality. This one divine reality is the substance of the Word of God as the divine revelation. Hence, it has become the revealed divine reality in the divine word and made the divine word the reality. Then another paragraph, it says, when this divine reality is partaken of, and enjoyed by us, it becomes our genuineness, sincerity, honesty, and truthfulness. As the excellent virtue of our behavior that enable us to express God, the God of reality by whom we live. And we become person living life of truth without any falsehood or hypocrisy. Saints, when this divine reality partaking of and enjoyed by us, we become a person living in the life of truth. We become truthfulness. So the more we are constituted with the Word of God, the more we become truthful. We become truthful. If you get into the Word of God, if you are constituted with the Word of God, then we become truthful. If you see the world situation right now, can you say there is truthfulness? Actually, in the world situation, if you see the social media, the news, everything is just but lies. Right? Do you agree? Anyone here can say that they never tell a lie in their lifetime? Anyone? No one, right? Parents, did you teach your kids to lie? Then how come if you don't teach your kids to lie, how come they lie? How come? Because the Satan nature is in them. That's why the kids lie. We lie because there's a satanic nature in us. But there is a good news. Praise the Lord. The old man has been crucified with Christ. We are in a new creation. Now we are the people of the truth. We are the children of the truth. John chapter 18, verse 37, when Jesus was standing before Pilate, it says what? Pilate said therefore to him, so then you are a king? Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I would testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Saints, this is the answer of the Lord. For this I have been born. For this I have come into the world, that he would testify the truth. That he will come to testify the truth. But actually, this truth is just himself. The truth is just the triune God with his word that has been wrought into our being to become the reality. So the more we become the pillar and base of the truth. 1 John 5:20 said, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Saints, that we may know. That we may know that we may know Him. Know Him what? That He is true. And we have to know that we are in Him. Saints, we are in Him. That's the truth. We are in Him who is truth. We know because God has given us the understanding. We understand because there is the shining of the light. The truth is the shining of the light. That's why in 1st and 2nd Timothy, the truth is spoken again and again. You know why? Because at that time, when Paul wrote that epistle, that is the time the church has been degraded. When the church has been degraded, there is darkness. And when there is darkness, there is the need of the truth. Whenever the light shines, we receive the truth. Light shine in darkness. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. God Himself is the light. Light is the source of the truth. So whenever the more we come to God, the more God shines into our being, then the truth and reality will dispense into us. Romans 8, Paul encouraged us that how we need to walk according to the Spirit, right? But in the 3rd and 2nd John, because at the time he's been written during the time of degradation, John speaks and emphasizes to walking in the truth. For example, in 3 John 4, he says, I have no greater joy than these things, that I hear that my children are walking in the truth. Saints, to John, it's a greater joy to hear that his children is walking in the truth. I don't know, saints, especially to those who are serving the new ones, the young people, if you see your children walking in the truth, that's the greatest joy. Let's come to the outline, okay? Amen. The church is a supporting pillar and holding base of the truth. A, the Lord wants His church to know Him as the truth in order to testify concerning Him as the truth. What the Lord wants? The Lord wants that the church will know Him as the truth. Not only to know the truth, and also that we will testify concerning Him as the truth. Says this is our commission. This is the desire of the Lord, that we will know Him as the truth, and we will testify Him concerning Him as the truth. In John 14:16 said, Jesus said that I am the way, the reality, and the life. Can anyone can say that I am the reality? No one, right? Because only Jesus is the reality. Jesus can say that I am the reality and the life. Because He is the reality. Letter B. Truth in 1 Timothy 3:15 refers to the real thing revealed in God's Word, which are mainly Christ. Christ as the embodiment of God and the church as the body of Christ. C. The truth is the triune God. Having Christ as the embodiment, center, and expression to produce the church as the body of Christ, the house of God, and the kingdom of God. So this truth actually is just but the triune God and has been centered, has been embodied in Christ. So this truth actually is just but Christ. That literally said, the church bears Christ as the reality. The church testified that the whole universe, that Christ and Christ alone is the reality. The church bears Christ as the reality. The church testify, says, what are we testifying here? We are testifying to the whole universe that Christ and Christ alone is the reality. It's not you and me. It is Christ. He is the reality. Some of the Christians may confuse. They have consider the doctrine and the truth is the same. But actually, there is a difference. I don't know. Do you know what's the difference between doctrine and truth? I give you an example. For example, the Lord's table, right? We may consider a lot. If the bread, what kind of bread to use, what kind of cup to use, what time we start the meeting for the Lord's table, and how often to have the Lord's table, what to use the cup to pass, is it the large cup or the small cup, the mini cup, how to serve the bread and the wine, and who is qualified to serve in the Lord's table. Saints, is this the truth? No. This is just but the doctrine. But I ask you, is there the truth in the Lord's table? Yes. The truth is that Christ is the head and the church is the body. When we see the wine separated from the bread, this displays the death of Christ. When we see the loaf, that displays Christ's resurrection. You know why? The loaf is composed of many grains. Christ has died and resurrected. He became the many grain. We are the many grains. And this many grain has been blended and become one loaf. So the truth in the Lord's table is that we see the body and also we see the head. We see the head, we see the body with the death and resurrection of the head. This is the truth in the Lord's table. The church is the pillar and base of the truth. It is not doctrine. It's not the pillar and base of doctrine. It is the pillar and base of the truth. Another example, the matter of baptism. Many people, they are concerned the outward form of baptism. Right? Where to be baptized? Is it in the river? Is it in the sea? Is it in the pool? Or the drum? What kind of water to use? What kind of temperature? How many times to submerge? What name to be used? In what direction? Is it backward, forward, or straight down? All of this is not but doctrine. It's not important. But there is a truth in baptism. What is the truth? There is the death and resurrection of Christ. We have been buried with Him. And we have been raised up together with Him with the newness of life. Thus is the truth. The death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. Says the church is the pillar and base of the truth, not the pillar and base of doctrine. So says how we need to bear the truth. Because if we know and bear the truth, then we will not be carried away by the winds of teaching. We will not be deceived. A few days ago, December 25, is the birth of Christ? I'm afraid. You don't know the truth. Maybe you are still celebrating it. Watchman E, before his departure, he left a piece of paper below under his pillow. There's a written, you know, with a written word, with a shaky hand. You know, he went to testify to the truth even until his death. You know, in that paper, what it says? Christ is the Son of God, who died for the redemption of sinners and resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe. I die because of my belief in Christ. Brother Washmani, He really knows the truth. He is constituted with the truth. He stands for the truth until the end of his life. I don't know if we are the position of the time with Brother Watchmeni. Maybe at the time when we were being caught, immediately we will deny the truth. What's the last word of Brother Witness Lee? Sacrifice. Sacrifice because of the truth. Brother Lee, he stand on the truth. He sacrificed for that. I have heard a testimony. There's a brother from China. Because of the truth, because of his faith, he was put into prison. And at the time when he was put into prison, his daughter was still a baby. But he was being released from prison after 20 years. His daughter already 20 years old. See? Saints, how we need to bear the truth. Better E. As the pillar which bears the truth and the base which upholds the pillar, the church testifies the reality, the truth. As the Christ as the mystery of God, and the church as the mystery of Christ. Letter F. The kind of church that we build up depends on the kind of truth that we teach. Thus, there is the desperate need of the living truth to produce the church, to help the church to exist and to build up the church. That's true. The kind of church that we build up, it really depends on what kind of truth that we teach, right? If our truth is only for the poor gospel, as long as you believe on the Lord Jesus and one day you will go to heaven, that's it? Is this the truth that we have? Praise the Lord, today we are in the Lord's recovery. You know why? The truth has already been unveiled to us from Genesis to Revelation. In eternity past to eternity future, we know the desire of the Lord. Not only care for our need. Oh, I am sinners. The Lord will save one day, and one day I will go to heaven. That's it. Is that the goal of God? No. Only that is a procedure. Thank the Lord, we have seen what is God's economy. So, saints, don't tire to hear the speaking regarding God's economy. Hindi yun na, God's economy naman. God's economy is the truth. Amen. 2,000 years ago, this God, he became a man. And he lived for 33 and a half years. And he died for your sin and my sin. But he didn't stop there. He was resurrected and became what? The life-giving spirit. For what purpose? So that he can dispense himself into us. God's economy, so that he can dispense himself into us. So that he can work, he can rot into our being. This is the desire, this is God's economy. The time we receive the Lord has been imparted himself into us. We have been regenerated, right? And continually, he is sanctifying us, he is renewing us, he is transforming us, he's conforming us into his image. What a goal! One day, we become the bride of Christ, and it will consummate the new Jerusalem. This is the truth that we teach. Letter G. In the church life, we all need to come to the full knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 4 says, all desires all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Saints, God desire all men, not only the elders, the co-workers, all men to be saved, not only to be saved, but what? To come to the full knowledge of the truth. Each one of us has been saved, right? But all that didn't stop there. The desire of the Lord that all men will come to the full knowledge of the truth. If we say full knowledge, it is not only merely an understanding, but plus with an experience. One, every believer should have a full knowledge and complete realization of the real thing revealed in God's word. Two, the full knowledge of the truth is a thorough apprehension of the truth, a full acknowledgement and appreciation of the reality of the spiritual and divine thing that we have received through faith. Third, to cut straight the word of the truth is to unfold without bias or distortion the reality of God's economy revealed in the New Testament. H, in the Lord's recovery today, we need Ezra. In the Lord's recovery today, we need Ezra, priestly teachers, scribes, who are saturated with God and skillful in the Word of God to educate the saints with the divine truth. We all know the story of the children of Israel, right? Yes, they have been captive in the Babylon, but they have been returned to Jerusalem to build the temple and the wall. But the problem is their constitution is still of Babylonian. That's why there is the need of reconstitution. That's why there is the need of Ezra, who can teach them, who can, you know, he's not only teaching, Ezra is a person, is a priest, who have been saturated with God. And also at the same time, he is skillful in the word of God. So saints, do we have the desire to be the Ezra of today? I still remember a small group Monday. At that time, there's a lot of new ones. So normally, if new ones, they have a lot of questions. But every time, the new ones, we ask that question, I don't know how to answer. But praise the Lord, Brother Franklin is there. He will answer all the questions to the new ones. But sometimes, si Brother Franklin yung Monday na yan. Sabi ko na sa new ones, Brother, next week na lang. This proves that I am not constituted with the Word of God. Saints, we have to be constituted with the Word of God. How can we dispense something if we don't have, right? That's why we need to be constituted with the Word of God so that we ourselves, we can dispense. Hindi yun ang parate nila John 3:16. Every time meet the person, oh, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Meet another person, John 3:16 ulit. That's it. Because you only heard only one verse, John 3:16. 2 Timothy 2:2, it says that, in the things which you have heard from me, through many witnesses, this commits to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. Says how we need to be the faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. And letter I says what? The greatest need that we must meet is to bring the saints into the truth. Saints, the greatest need that we must meet is to bring the saints into the truth. All the saints should be trained in the divine revelation. Number one, we need to be helped through the recovery version with the footnotes and the life study to see the intrinsic significance of the word of the Bible. Number two, the life study messages are openers. Amen. The life study messages are openers. They open the Bible and bring us into the Bible. You know, in our small group in a Friday, there's a lot of new ones. They had been gained during the pandemic. I really so encouraged every time when they testify, yes, before they are in the Catholic. At the time, they even read from Genesis to Revelation, but they don't understand it. They even testify, they don't understand it. But through the small group, through the life study messages, this word has been opened to them. The word even become rhema to them. When they shared, not only what they shared in their enjoyment, they even shared their experience. The word become rhema. Saints. Don't you think so? That we are so blessed in the Lord's recovery, that we have the recovery version with the footnote, and we have the life study messages. And all these words become an open to us. The Bible become open to us because of this ministry. I just felt that we are so blessed. The vision becomes so clear. We know what is God's economy. And number three said, I consider our writings are the opener to open the Holy Word. I believe that those of you who have read the life study message can testify honestly that this chapter or a certain book of the Bible to you, this is not to replace the Bible, but to bring people into the Bible. Life study messages, we can testify honestly because through the life study messages, it opened the Bible. This life study is not to replace the Bible, but this life study is to bring us into the Bible. I just felt that we are so blessed because the Bible has been opened to us again. But how can we be constituted if we don't come to the Word, if we don't pay the price? Constitution, it takes time. We have to come every day. Not once in a blue moon, but every day, just like eating. 3 times a day, you are eating, right? That's why when I see the new ones, just imagine, 2, 1, 2, 3 years only. But the growth is so fast. You know why? Every day, they eat the Word of God. So saints, we hope that each one of us, how we need to be constituted with the truth. And remember that the church is the pillar and base of the truth.
I enjoyed very much Brother William's sharing and his release of the Spirit. I was saying this auditorium is supposed to be hot today, but I don't see much people fanning themselves. Some are even wearing sweaters. Only Brother William is wiping his face all over. He's so released. I hope more and more of us will be exercising our spirit. Before I continue on with my part, I would like to respond to what Brother William shared, some of them. He reminded us the truth is the triune God. The truth is the triune God. Amen. And in John chapter 1, verse 14 says, the Word, which is the triune God, God in His fullness, the fullness of the Godhead, became flesh and tabernacled among men. And John testified, saying, He is full of grace and reality. When He came, many people were just in religion and tradition or in pursuit of worldly things. Remember the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4? She was pursuing earthly water. She was pursuing husband after husband. But she is dissatisfied until she met the Lord. She wants to talk to the Lord about religion and about tradition, but the Lord presented Himself to him as the living water, and when she touches the living water, she touches reality. No longer vain, no longer dissatisfied, but she is satisfied. In John chapter 5, the entire Jerusalem was there feasting. And some were there in their tradition, sick, paralyzed, wanting to get healed. But nobody was healed. There's no reality. There's only tradition, there's teaching, there's religion, but no reality of healing until the Lord came to the paralyzed man. Asked him, do you want to be healed? When he met the Lord, he was fully healed. He was able to stand. That weak person suddenly become a strong person. Brothers and sisters, without Christ, the triune God incarnated and today has become the life-giving spirit. Without him, we will never be vitalized. Amen. We have hope because of him. We are strong because of him. During the pandemic, you know, I know the church in Caloocan, the church in Taguig, the church in Malabon, the church in Manila, we have online gospel meeting. Wait, there was a time in Manila we presented the book of John to the friends. And many got saved. Many were released. Why? Because they touched the reality. What is the reality? Or should we say, who is the reality? The reality is Christ. I see Sister Luz. She's very vital. She was vital because she touches the Lord during the pandemic. Amen. Christ is the truth. Christ is the reality. Unless you touch Christ, you will still be in depression. You will still be in hopelessness. You will still be in your weakness. But when a person touches Christ, he touched the truth, he touched Aletheia, he touched reality, we are revived. But how can they touch Christ? We must present them the truth. So during that time, we're preaching the gospel, we're speaking the truth, we're presenting Christ to them. What saved them? It's the truth, but it's not just a truth as a doctrine. It is a truth because when they heard the truth, they touch the reality who is the triune God, who is Christ himself. You know, and that's the job of the church. That's the responsibility of the church. The church, we are here to bear the truth, to uphold the truth, to present the truth to people so that people may touch the triune God, people may touch Christ, and when they touch Christ, they rise up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But almost all the online gospel now has stopped. During those online gospels meetings of all these churches, many brothers and sisters are participating. Many are preaching the gospel. Why did we stop? Do we really stop? Actually, we must go on. We must go on. Because the responsibility of bearing or presenting this truth does not only lie on a few brothers or on a few sisters. This message, the verse that Brother William read to us, 1 Timothy 3:15, on how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God, in the church of the living God, reminded us that the church is the pillar and base of the truth. It doesn't say Brother Franklin is a pillar and base of the truth. No. It doesn't say Brother William is the pillar and base of the truth. It is a church. Where is the church today? Can I ask the church to raise up your hand? Brother Franklin, Brother William. No. Where's the church? Can you rise? Everyone who is a member of the church, can you raise up your hand? Hindi ka pa? Hindi ka nagtaas ng kamay. Wala ka pa sa church. Amen. Every one of us, brother or sisters, we are part of the pillar and base of the truth. In other words, the responsibility now of being a pillar to bear the truth, of being the base to uphold the truth, lies upon not these two brothers, not these brothers. It lies upon the church that is every one of us. Amen. For this, we need to be equipped with the truth. We need to be equipped with the truth. So, can we read Roman number 2 together? A. What? The church is the house of God. You know, many times we pursue, we are the house, we need building. And we pay attention to the matter of building. The church is of God. That means its nature is of God, life and nature. That's what we pursue. That's why we experience life. We want God to be dispensed more into us so that we will be of God. The church is the church of the living God. As a church, we need to be built up together, right? That's why we are blending, we are building. And it is the living God. We hope we will be exercised so that since our God is living, we will also be living. Every one of us will be full of life. But here in this verse, another particular point, a very important function is mentioned. The church is the pillar and base of the truth. I'm afraid many of us would agree, I need to be possessed by God. I need to be built up with others. This is my learnings. I need to be living like the living God. I need to be in the church, build it up with others. But to be a pillar and base of the truth, that's them. No. The church, the entire church, every brother and sister, amen, including all the saints, the entire church includes all the saints. Hello. Those up there, are you included? You are included. Amen. There are also some in the overflow rooms. Are you included? We cannot hear you, but I believe you should also say amen. We are all included. Every member of the church is part of the pillar and base that uphold the truth. Let's read B together. Hey, every member of the church should know the truth. Every member of the church should. Every member of the church should. Every member of the church should. Thus, say it together. We must make a decision to learn the truth. We must make a decision to learn the truth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And how do we learn the truth? Our brother William already testified. First, we really need to come. We have a great help. We can have a great help. We need to read the Bible, and we have a help through the recovery version with footnotes and also the live studies. Let me go to what we have been enjoying, the morning revival. This week, morning revival, since most of us will not be prophesying probably on the Lord's Day, on the morning revival, let me remind you, day two says, the truth needs to get into you, through your mentality. So hello, I know it's, some are sleepy, wake up, you need to exercise your renewed mind. Amen. I hope that what we are speaking, what we are reading, the outline will get into your mind, into your mentality. And hopefully it remains in your memory. Amen. And as we read the Bible, you know, it takes only 5 to 10 minutes to read one chapter. And we have also, we have cell phones and we have the Bible in our cell phones. We just need the habit. This morning, I was eating, you know, we were in View Park. We're there 7 o'clock until 7:30. Our breakfast hasn't come out yet. But Brother Isaac was, I know, he was looking at his phone and he was reading. I don't know if he's reading messages or Bible, but we all form this habit. Take just 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Read a chapter every day. Amen. Or probably read 2 chapters every day. I know we were told that we need to read 1 chapter of New Testament, 3 chapters of Old Testament to finish the Bible in 1 year. But one time, 10 years ago, I have a new one. We started with only one chapter a day. Today, we probably have finished about 10 times New Testament. Amen. And the second year, we say, let us read another chapter, just one chapter of Old Testament. We probably have finished already 3 to 4 times our Old Testament. Every day, just one chapter or two chapters. In the last 10 years, you would have read your New Testament and Old Testament many times. And then sometimes I go to the coffee shop. Every time I go to the coffee shop, I would take this out and read one message from the collected works of Witness Lee. We just need to have that habit of not wasting our time. Take time to read. And as you read, something gets into your mind, something gets into your memory, you have the accumulation of truth to be your constant nourishment. In the morning revival, Brother Lee, it says, we need to do 3 things. Join the meeting. Attend the meeting like this. Because at least you got to hear something. Read the Bible, the second thing. And the third, listen or read some messages. It helps you. It helps you. By this, we have the nourishment. What should we do? Attend meetings. Number 2, read the word. Number 3, listen to messages or read some messages. Can we say that all together? Number 1, hello, are you here? Amen. Did you attend the meeting this morning? You are here, am I right? So number 1, attend the meeting. Today we still have, I don't know if you have read your Bible, but we can always find some time to read your Bible. Amen. And one message, probably the short-term message, 10 minutes, it's done. We should learn to also to read some messages. And this is for our nourishment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pay the price to learn the truth. Pay the price to learn the truth. Pay the price. Just a few minutes every day. You can read. You can take in some word into yourselves. Amen. Truth gets into your mentality, remains in your memory. Then you would have the accumulation of truth to become a constant nourishment. Number 1, read the fact. Learn the fact. Amen. We have the Bible, especially the recovery version with its footnotes. And we also have the help of the life studies. Number 2, we also learn from this week, just as our brother had mentioned, what you read, what you listen may be just doctrine, or it may be really truth. What is the difference? What is the difference? What day is that? Oh, week 3, day 1, this week, our morning revival says, knowledge without light is doctrine. Knowledge full of light is truth. He gave us some example. I've got something in mind. You know, when the Magi came to look for the Lord, they were led by the shining star, right? And when they came to Jerusalem, and when they came near Jerusalem, suddenly they did not pay attention to the light, but instead they want to seek from those who have knowledge concerning where the Messiah will be born. So whom did they ask? Eventually the scribes were called. The scribes know where the Messiah will be born. Where? Micah chapter 5 verse 2 says that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. So these scribes have knowledge. But did they go to the manger to look for Jesus? Tell me. They know where Jesus will be born. But did they go to see Jesus? No. The Magi heard that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. Then the star appeared again to them. They followed the star with the enlightenment. They found Jesus. Amen. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Because of the pandemic, now we can join many of the speaking conferences, training online. Even here, I was asking the Lord, Lord, be merciful to me. I don't want to be a scribe. Knowing that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem, but I will just stay here. Amen. The Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. These are the scribes who just got stuck to the seat. But the Magi, what they have is not doctrine. What they have is not knowledge. They have the knowledge, they also have the light. They went to see Jesus. This week, probably we're going to talk about honoring. Yeah, yesterday we just talked about taking Christ as the head. And every one of us says, amen, not our heads. When we go home, will you be a scribe or will you be the Magi? Now we are talking about, what did we say? Make the decision to learn the truth. Read your Bible, read your life studies. Amen. Now I know. But will you be a scribe or will you be a Magi? If later we're going to talk about the vital groups. The vital groups. Amen. The question is, will this just be a knowledge to you and remain only a knowledge without any light? Or will there be light speaking of the Lord? We all have to learn the truth. But this truth is not just knowledge. This is truth plus lie. You know, the other day I was listening to a message of a PSRP from a brother in Taiwan. This brother is a professor. He says he writes outline. But he said before he was revived, there was a time he was so weak that every time when he read the morning revival, he comes to the point that he doesn't want to read it anymore. He was complaining. He says, so deep. When we write outline, we make it as easy to understand as possible. But our outline sometimes have long sentences that he could not understand. He is a professor. He says, I write outlines for my class. He's bright, intelligent, but he cannot understand. Until, he says, one day he joined the middle age training. And with some brothers and sisters, they learn how to exercise their spirit. And today, he's doing the PSRP. He loves the outlines. He loves the morning revival. Why? Because he's professors, he's intelligent? No. Because now he knows how to use his spirit. Amen. I still remember a sister testified to me by one of the co-worker sisters. This husband used to meet with us in Hall 3, the old Hall 3. We were trying to convince the wife to join us in the church, but she didn't. Until they moved to another city, and they were able to convince this sister, who is a lady elder in the denomination. She joins the meeting. She says, since my husband is in this church, I will go with him for 1 year. But in this 1 year, if I cannot enjoy or touch the Lord in this church, I will go back to my former denomination. She was there, joining the church, reading the morning revival for 1 year. And on her anniversary year, that is 1 year that night, he went to the Lord, says, I don't understand what they are reading. I read every day. I do not understand. It's time for me, Lord, to go back to my former denomination. But suddenly has a thought. I do not understand. I'm a lady elder in my denomination. But many of the young people, they understand. Every week they prophesy. So probably what's wrong is not this material. What's wrong is me. So what did she do? That night, according to the testimony that was told me, she lay down prostrated on the floor.
on the floor.
She prayed to the Lord. And that night she touched the Lord. And at least from that time until the sister testified to me, she says, it has been more than a year. Every week, this sister remained in the church and prophesied every week. She understands. Why? Because now what she has is not just knowledge. She touches the light. It's not a matter of how bright you are. That's not a matter of how long you have been saved. Satan is here. Last week we just read, Satan is there to blind our thoughts, that the illumination of the gospel of God, the glory of God, will not shine into our hearts. Many times we will be listening, but this cannot come in. Somebody is blinding us. Sometimes you read, you cannot understand. I'm a professor, I'm intelligent, I'm bright, but I cannot understand. You know why? Because the God of this age is blinding our thoughts so that we will not see the illumination is shining. Another problem is, the Lord says, the hungry I fill with good things, but the rich I sent away empty. There are two problems every time we come here. It's either it's too hard to understand, or ito na naman, gajikanami na naman. Amen. That means you are rich in your heart, but only the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen. Those are pure in heart, they shall see God. Amen. So I really felt that on one hand, we must make the decision to start reading. But on the other hand, may the Lord really be merciful to us. We go to the Lord, humble our heart, and we go to the Lord to pray that the enemy will not blind us. Let us seek his light. Amen. If you go to, there's another, I don't think you brought your morning revival, but if you do, in week 8, the title is Function of the Church, the House of the Living God, and the Pillar and Base of the Truth. There it says, reality comes from knowledge of the Bible in day 6. I'm going ahead, right? In day 6 of week 8 of our morning revival now, of course we're just in week 3 right now, in day 6 of week 8, it says reality comes from the knowledge of the Bible plus heavenly enlightenment and personal experience. So aside from this light, we must have personal experience. You know, we have been reading about Logos and Rhemas. Logos is God's constant speaking. Rhema is God's instant speaking. Last week, I was talking to Brother Andy. We were sharing to one another. You know, we love to come and then start sharing with one another the word. Yeah. Says, we were saying, if Lin Hong, Brother Lin Hong, will come and stay in our house for 6 months, do you think you will be transformed? Or if Brother Dong Ganga stay with you in your house for 6 months, definitely you will transform. We heard Brother Lin Hong saying about you need to preach the gospel and you had to spend time each week to go out and preach the gospel. We heard in the FAC. But that's Logos. That's Logos. If Lin Hong will go to your house and stay with you, then expect. Brother, that's your neighbor. He's not doing anything. Go preach the gospel to him. Amen. Brother, yeah, I know you're angry with your neighbor for not parking properly. But do not get angry. Exercise your spirit. We are still going to preach the gospel to him. Amen. Brother, we're free on Thursday. How about let's go and visit our neighbors. Amen. Amen. Spend 1 hour or 2 hours to preach the gospel to them. Amen. Then those speaking will not be Logos. Those speaking will be instant speaking. Those speaking will be Rhema speaking. Brothers and sisters, what we are saying here, Brother Simon and Brother Franklin and Brother William, they've said it all. But they are just logos to you. But I hope that because the Spirit is in us, He will continue to speak in us. Rhema words. Amen. Later on, while you're doing nothing, I hope the Spirit will still be speaking to you. Brother, take out your phone, turn to the Bible, read your portion of the Word today. That will be a rhema, and that will be our experience. We need the rhema Word of the Lord so that we would have the experience, so that all the truth that we have will not just be knowledge, but will be not just enlightenment, but our experience. If Brother Lin Hong will stay with me for half a year, I will be transformed. Amen, my Brother Andy. But the Lord has been staying within us for 30 years and we haven't changed much. Have you changed? But you have been listening to many logos. Have you been paying attention to the rhema speaking of the Spirit? If you remember last week in our morning revival, Brother Lee, I mentioned that a while ago. We need to attend meetings, to read the Word, listen to messages. But he also says, I'm sad. Majority of the brothers and sisters in the Lord's recovery have not grown much. Why? They are joint meetings. Who join meetings? All of us. Read the Bible. Listen to messages. But why didn't they grow? They did not take care of the Spirit. Amen. And after 2 days, in week one, Bartley says, the Lord became the life-giving Spirit. The Spirit is the speaking Spirit. He doesn't only speak to us through the Bible, through the messages. He speaks within us the rhema word each day. Amen. So when the Lord speaks, we need to pay attention. Take care of the Spirit. Then if this is so, we have the Word accumulated in us. We pray that we will be enlightened. Then we are joined to the living Spirit every day. We have the rhema speaking, have the experience. Then we'll be fully constituted, not with doctrines, but with truth and reality. Then as members of the church, each one of us now will be able to go. So many people need the truth. Who will speak the truth to them? Brother Franklin, Brother Lawrence, can you go with me and preach to my grandfather? Brother Louis, I have a friend. Can you come with me and preach to my class, my friend? We always do that. But the Bible says the entire church is the pillar and base of the truth. Amen. So let us decide to learn the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brothers. Amen. Shall we have some prayer before